Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Now we are going to sing my favorite part. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of the enemy. Thank you for fighting my battle. Thank you for not leaving me to the wishes of the enemy. Thank you for fighting my battle. Jehovah. It is not by the number of likes and friends on Facebook. Some of them are there to monitor if you are alive or dead.
Thank you for not leaving me to the wishes of my enemies.
Thank you for fighting my battle, Jehovah.
Lift your two hands to Him and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your help. 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 I thank you for your help.
Thank you for not leaving me to the wishes of the enemy. Oh,
thank you for fighting my battle. Psalm 115, let's take 12 to 16. All my time fast then already. Psalm 115. 12 to 16. Our God is a God of increase. Ephesians 3:20. To Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we ask and imagine. That means God always does beyond how much you ask. Go with me. If you check your life, many times people call me, Pastor, it's as if God has abandoned me. Oh. It's as if God does not answer prayer again. Oh. It's as if in the heat of a battle at 1 midnight, a member of the church called me and said, Pastor, say, because said this year, He will take care of me. You don't know what we passed through. If God said He will take care of me. This thing that happened to me, you know about it. Is that how God takes care of people? Then I was quiet. Pastor, you are not saying anything, pa. You have chosen not to answer my question, Abi. Maybe you are the one that came and told us that God told you that 2022. He will take care of us. Well, I don't know if she's in church. See, today, history, it has passed. When God tells you something, the devil will do shakara and all those things. It does not mean that He will not keep His word. The word of God still stands sure this year that God will take care of you. Have you seen the pattern of the testimonies? Everywhere since January, the devil wants to stand against that wall. Deliver from accident. Deliver from fire. Deliver from death. Deliver from that. Deliver. Yes, it will be deliverance everywhere. But there shall be no loss in our camp. Because He has told us that He's going to do what? That He is going to take care. We are human, so sometimes the thing will pinch you somewhere. Say, ah, oh, no, no. Then calm down. He will surely take care of us. We will not weep over any of you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Psalm 115, 12, Let me just rush. Let me see what I can do in like 15 minutes. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. Look at somebody, say, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. Say, may the Lord lift you up, you and your children. May the Lord give you progress, you and your children. May the Lord increase me. Lift your hands, say, oh Lord, arise by your power, by your grace. Lift me up, lift up my head, give me increase, let me progress. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me, if you are a child of God, it is only God that can give you an increase. Only God. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, some trust in lions, some go to their village, some trust in something. We have a person serving in our church sometime, got a job at the place, went to do the work, and he was doing work. He was working with an Indian or Lebanese, and you know how difficult they are. But when he was going, I prayed for him. I said, where you are going, God will favor you. So God started favoring him. So before you know it, the people he met there, he was lifted to become their manager. So they gang up against him. And one of them told him the state he was from. I can see many people from the state. Yes, I will not mention the state. So I will show you I am from Kogi. Did I mention the state? Mm-hmm. So on a Wednesday service, at that time when he got joy, he was so busy, was bad. That day, I did not know when the man is in trouble, he gets time. On that day, he got time and came to church. As we said, finishing, he entered. This was somebody, since we prayed for him, he got that job we have not seen. When the problem happened, he remembered, he came back and said, and I laughed, and I told him, you will not see them again. You will not see them again. He called me 3 days later. The Oga entered the office the following day and sacked all of them. The man said, I will show you I'm from somewhere. And he lost his job because of that. Our God is jealous over us. He's jealously guiding us. Especially if we are on his side. I'm not talking about Sunday Christian. I'm not talking about Jack Christian. What's the interpretation of that? Chop by chop Christian. If the thing works, I come. If it doesn't come, work, I go. If God answer, I come. If you don't answer, I look for an alternative. God does not fight for such people. But for people that stay, he fights for them. God, our God, is the God of increase. Check it up. When God created the whole world, he wanted billions of people on this earth. What did he do? He created only one person. One. God, why will you want billions of people on earth and you will create one? Because the ways of God are not our ways. God wanted cashew plantation. What did he do? He created one seed of cashew. As he planted the cashew, he came up with different seeds. They replanted. God is a God of increase. Everything he created them for increase. See, if you plant one seed, one tiny seed of tomato, how many tomatoes will you get? How many? Let's just have an estimate. 10 on 1. How many seeds will be in that 10? Now, listen to me. When you are asking God for plenty things and he gives one, don't cry. He's seeing a forest in what he gave you. It is because we don't understand the power of the seed. Listen, there is a problem in your family. The place, the problem in your place of work. He dropped you in that place of work. He gave you that work. He took you to that market because there is a problem there and you are the seed that will change everything there. Our God is a God of increase. When he wants to do a billion, he starts with one and increases it. Hello, are we here? So, if you have started a business, at the right side, there's a big shop. Everything is there. And you have only 2 sachets. All what you have is sachet. Sachet of tomato, sachet of milk. Sachet. And every sachet is one rule. You put it on the door because there is nothing to put on the counter. Know that God is a God of increase that always starts with a seed. Did you notice? I don't know if you have noticed that people that start business and they start big, most of the time, at the end of the day, they lose everything. People that start small and they build gradually, they take over from them. Did you notice that? Why? Because God is a God of increase and the seed principle works everywhere. So in introducing you to the topic, what I'm telling you is this. That most of the time when you ask for a big thing, he gives you a seed. Now, do you know the problem? People don't know their seed. 2 Corinthians 9, something dropped my spirit. There's a place that he says, he that gives seed to the sower and bread for food. Is it 10? 2 Corinthians 9:10. Let's look at 9:10 around that place. Is it 9:10? Oh, who is on this screen? I did not plan this, but it's dropped. Look at this. I want us all to read together. One go, one, two, go. Let's go. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest. Let's pause here. Look at it. There are two things that God gives. You must be able to differentiate them. If you can't differentiate them, you will go hungry. And I'm here to tell you that many people in this seated here are suffering because of this. Look at this. Let's go. He who supplies, number one, seed to the sower. Number two, bread. God knows that the sower needs to eat. Is that okay? The sower needs to eat. So he gives the sower seed and he gives the sower bread. But God doesn't give bread to anybody. He gives the sower seed to sow and seed to convert to bread. If a sower is greedy, he will eat his seed as bread and he will have nothing to sow. Come with me. The mistake many people in church has made is that they can't separate what to sow and what to eat. They have eaten everything. And a man that has nothing to sow will always go hungry. A man that converts part of the seed for bread and adds it to the seed for sowing will be rich and wealthy in no time. Can I ask you a question? Have you eaten your seed in the name of bread? Every blessing that God gives you, there is a seed, there is a bread. Help me tell somebody, every blessing that God gives you, there is a seed, there is a bread. When God blesses you, there is a part. I took it long time ago when I was teaching about the laws of wealth. There is a part that is for you. There is a part for reinvestment. There is a path to give to your church. There is a path to give to your parents. There is a path to help the poor. If you take and eat the one you are supposed to help the poor, give to the church, give to your parents, help people. If you chop it, you enter the circumstances that make them lower than you. Don't eat your seed. It is for sowing. When you are supposed to be at work, working, and you are not working, and you are somewhere enjoying, you are eating your seed for bread. That is why two people will start at the same level. One understands the seed principle. He is working hard, sowing, putting in the best effort. Another one is doing la 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 Friday. Demi oba sunde o. Are you eating your seed for bread? At the day times of farming, you have nothing to farm. You have nothing to sow. Every blessing is not for eating. A wise man said, when God increases your level of blessing, increase your own level of giving, not your level of chopping. But you know, Africans, especially Yoruba people, when it increases. Check pay. Oh, Vasoro, Mileni, Lagbaja, check pay. Oniduro mi, Eshempa. Imagine, you don't know. We understand what the drummer is saying. Saying something that we don't understand the drum. When you hear that, you will just be putting your money, your hand in the pocket. And after that, you have eaten your seed for bread. God is a God of increase. He gives seed and he gives bread. Are we in church, please? Differentiate between the seed and the bread. Can I shock you? If you don't help anybody at the days you need them, you will not find it. In fact, people will be genuinely busy. Everything God gives you is not for you alone. There is a seed. There is a bread. Do we understand that? If you understand that, say amen, let me go forward. Now, God wants to give us increase in some areas of our lives. At the second service, we look at four areas that God wants to give us increase out of 20 that I have. Four. The first one, increase in our spiritual fruit. Second, increase in wisdom. Third, increase in favor. Four, increase in the number of help that we have. Now, in this service, we'll move forward. God wants to increase your resources. God wants to increase your wealth. God wants an increase for you. One of the things that changed my life is my favorite parable. My favorite parable, there are two versions of it. It's a parable of a talent. In Luke, there's a parable of a pound. In Matthew 25, there's a parable of a talent. I've gone through it before. I've taught it before. But one day, God showed me something there. And he told me, Biodu, I hope you know that faithfulness is fruitfulness. Somebody was giving five. Another was giving two or three. I can't remember. Another was giving one. The one that was giving five, what did he do? He sowed. Remember, seed, Abby. He sowed the seed. Do we understand what I'm talking about? You are looking at me like Nigerian Christians. That when you talk about sow seed, what comes to your mind is money. I'm not talking to you about money. Invested, he worked hard, he planted, he was diligent, he was doing something. Do we understand? Okay, now that you understand, it's not money. And I'm not about to raise money. Please respond to me positively. But you know I don't raise money. That's why I'm shocked that all of you are looking somehow. So listen. So he gave one, five. Five. He worked hard on it and reproduced another five. Two or three. He worked hard on it and produced another one. The one that asked one, what did he do? He went. And he, do you know, when the master came, he said, you should have invested it so that if I come back, I will get something. Do you know, if you are a leader of a fellowship in church and we gave you 20 members, if we come back after 2 years and there are still 20 members, people will commend you and say, after all, no reduction, no increase. You return it that way. But God is not happy with that. A person that keeps without increasing is an enemy to God. You see, in church for a long time, we have said, it should be faithful. It's faithfulness that God is looking at. Yes, God is looking at faithfulness. But faithfulness is fruitfulness. A man that is not fruitful can never be called faithful. He is a God of increase. And he wants to increase your resources. Let's check from the life of three patriarchs of faith. Let me take that first one. Genesis 13:2. Let's look. Now, Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Abraham. Let's jump to chapter 24, verse 35. So the Lord wants to increase our resources. Genesis 22, 24, 35. Let's read together. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds, silver, gold, male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys. He did not start like that, but he increased. There's nothing wrong in starting small, but there's something wrong in being small forever. There are people that have lost their passion. All they are saying, what's gonna be, gonna be. You know, if God wants me to make it, he will make him make it. Why is it that your default setting is always negative? And if God wants me to make it, he will make it. If God does not want me to make it, I don't have anything to, there's nothing I can do. There is something you can do. You know what a wise man said? He said, without God, we can't. Without us, God won't. Can I say it again? Without God, we can do nothing. Without us, God will not do it. So when God wants to do anything for you, he does it through you. You must play your role in it. Stop blaming God and blaming other people. Take responsibility. Without God, we can't. Without us, he won't. Do we understand that? Do we understand that? So God wants to increase our resources. Now, let's check Isaac. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. I took that 3 weeks ago, but I want to read again. This thing keeps saying sowing, sowing, sowing. There's something about you working, doing something, investing something, sowing your energy, sowing your time, sowing your resources, doing something. Be at work. Don't make a friend with a lazy man. You will soon be poor like him. And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him, and the man became rich. Put it on the screen. Let's read now. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. And the man, let's read that part. The man became rich. And you are not in church. Read with me. And the man became rich and gained more and more until he became, so he gained more and gained more and gained more. He was increasing. There is no increase without work, sir. If we do nothing, God has nothing to bless. God wants to increase our resources. Let me jump because of our time and close with this. God wants to increase our influence and our authority. A man that has influence is very rich. And influence comes by relationship. I always want to tell people that relationship matters a lot. 3 years ago, while teaching about the laws of kingdom wealth, I remember telling you that there are different kinds of wealth. And one of the greatest forms of wealth in life is relationship. Listen. The reason why, like, how would I say it? Okay. People don't give to you because they have. People give to you because they have a good heart. Please note that. It is not the wealthy that gives. It's the people with a good heart that gives. So if anybody gives you anything, it is not equal to the fact that they have. It is equal to the fact that they have good heart. That is why they give you. Do you understand that? That is why it is criminal not to be appreciative of whatever anybody gives you, no matter how small it is. Some rich Yoruba people will say, Irumu lowo. How do I interpret it? The interpretation is that if you want to know how difficult it is to make money, put your hand in your nose. That hair in your nose. Try removing it. Please, can we do that? Oh yeah, let's go. That is how it is difficult to make, painful to make wealth. So, for anybody to give you, after this challenge, you have to commend the person. Do we understand that? Now, that's the first thing. Number two thing is this. If you are now surrounded with people with a good heart, you can never be poor. Listen to me. Your relationships matters. Do you know that if you have good relationship, any party or celebration you want to do, wedding for your children, funeral of your parents, do you know that most of the time after it, you have more money than you started? Because people will have spent everything for you, and you have in extra, in addition to the fact that you buried your parents. But some people, they are rich, they will spend everything they have, borrow to spend, and they will have nothing extra. But there are some people that have no money anywhere. But because of relationship, they can have in extra after. Do you understand that? Do you know, if your friends are like you and they have good heart, even if you lose everything in life, in a month, you can recover it. You lost how much? 10 million, 100 million, and your friends come to see you. Say, why are you crying now? Give me your account number. How much did you say you lost? 100 million. And 20 people came. I said, we'll give you 5 million. No, let's give him 7 million. You lost 100 million. They sent 7 million to you. How much do you have? 140 million within a month. Who are your friends? Who are you helping? If you go down today, will men arise and help you? Now, listen. If something happened to you in this church today, how many people will come to your house to talk to you? If you end up in hospital today, how many people will come and say sorry? Think about the thing. Hello. Having a good heart is very important. And your relationships matters a lot. If you understand that, say amen. What some people now say is that, go and change your friends. You can't change your friends. I don't know you before. You just heard the message. Go and change your friends. You now came. They say we should make new friends. I want to be your friend. No. I was in church one day, youth fellowship, when we now put around 15 years ago. And a young man entered the fellowship and came. He said, my name is Pastor, whatever. When he came for the first time, welcome, Pastor, whatever. He sat down. He came the following Sunday. You know, he was moving around like Pastor, looking down on all of us. Then on the third Monday, he came again. And then he looked at me. He called me, Bro Yomi. In the techna, he called me, Bro Yomi. I'm Brio. He said, you, follow me. Ah, this guy don't know me. Just laugh. Because he called himself Pastor. We now also now follow him. And he said, I want you people to know that I don't make friends ordinarily. Bro, your me is here. You can go and ask him. I don't make friends ordinarily. I choose my friends. And I've been here for 3 weeks and I've made up my mind that three of you are the people I want to make friends with. He said, okay, sir. Okay, sir. So now that I've told you that, I need a phone. Three of you to contribute money and buy me a phone. Bro, your me is here. You can ask him. The three of us will buy him a phone. Say, okay, sir. And it was the time I was very naughty. Okay, sir. So we left. I saw senior pastor. I said, I learned that man is one of your people. And he told us to buy a phone for him. Does he think we are in his Pentecostal church? We are in the Baptist church. Can't come and tell me to buy. Did I say I was looking for a friend? So I went. Then one day, I was teaching Sunday school. And we're teaching about sowing and reaping. And the man came and sat in my class. Do you know how I used to be? He sat in my class. Ha! They thank God. He sat in my class. And we were it was not that we are talking any other topic. We were talking sowing and reaping. How people take advantage of people's generosity. And I said, I want to share a story. He was there. I shared the story. Ha! Thank God I don't born again. I know they're not here again. So he was praying that the earth will open and swallow him. So after service, he came to meet me. He said, I am sorry. I didn't know my background, where I was coming from. It was a normal thing. I didn't know that how you operate in a Baptist church is different from how we operate in Pentecostal. In Pentecostal, a pastor can call anybody and ask for anything at any time. And I asked him, is that how pastors ask for things? If you go to make friends because of what you will gain, they will read through you. Grow with your friends. Grow with your friends. Stop making friends because of what you can gain from people. God wants to increase your influence. That's how I got here. And let's read from Joseph. And I see them. Influence of Joseph. Genesis 41. 39 to 44. Genesis 41. Abi. And then Pharaoh said to Joseph, look at how influence increases. Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house. And all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you. And look at the next verse. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the lands of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet, what represents his authority, ring from his hand, and put it on Joseph's hand. The signet ring is what they used to sign, seal. So that means you can sign out anything from the bank. So if we give you the signature of a president on a check and gave you an empty check, what will you ask for? Some people will ask for bone straight hair. Some will say iPhone Pro 13 Pro Max. What will you ask for? And clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him ride in the second chariot. And they called out before him, bow thy knee. Thus he set him over all the land of Egypt. Remember before then, he was in the prison. But his influence grew. So, listen to me. When you are working at a place that God gives you a job in, he did not give you that job for you to be perpetually backward there. He gave you that job so that you can increase in influence there. And you don't increase in influence at the place of work by praying alone. You increase in influence by working hard, working smart, being diligent, and setting a standard there. A man that does not work hard, that prays about work, is wasting his time. There's nothing that the prayer will multiply. Prayer is a multiplier. It must have something you are doing for the prayer to multiply. So God wants to increase our resources. And God wants to increase our influence. Stretch your hand here. Let's pray together. I pray for everyone here. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is lacking in your destiny, may the Lord increase you in that area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand here. Whatever is causing pain, whatever is making you to doubt God now, anything making you to doubt His word, anything that makes you to think God is no longer able, this week, by His power, by His blood, let the Lord arise and sort you out. In the name of Jesus, every outstanding bill, anywhere, any outstanding bill, anywhere, any outstanding bill, any outstanding debt that will bring shame unto you, let the Lord supernaturally come and solve those issues for you. In the name of Jesus, we release a grace, an empowerment, and an anointing that helps you to pay your debts quickly. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand here. Every yoke of borrowing, of begging, of debts over your life, they are broken today. In the name of Jesus, they are broken today. In the name of Jesus, they are broken today. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of debt, every yoke of borrowing, every yoke of begging, they are broken today. They are broken today. They are broken today. In the name of Jesus. The grace that makes things easy. The grace that brings increase. Let the Lord release unto everybody here. In the name of Jesus. Bow down your heads. Whatever is causing you pain. 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 Whatever is bringing you despair. Whatever is moving you towards depression. We ask that the grace of the Lord will sort those things out for you. In the name of Jesus. Can I give you 30 seconds? Commit those things into God's hand. 30 seconds. Just tell Him. Whatever is causing you, be tell Him that thing. Tell Him. He knows already, but He wants to hear you. He knows them already, but He wants to hear you. He knows them already, but He wants to hear you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will meet your people at the point of their needs. You will meet your people at the point of their needs. I ask you will meet your people at the point of their needs. Everything they have committed into your hands now, I ask that you will meet them at the point of their needs. Anyone weeping in the secret places of their houses, anyone that quickly wipe away their tears when they see people coming, anyone that have something they are going through that they cannot discuss with anybody, anyone who is looking to you alone for help, we ask God, the God of increase, He will speedily answer them this week. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Whatever is lacking in your family, that you have tried everything humanly possible and nothing seems to be happening, let the Lord arise and make supernatural help available for you in that area of your life in the name of Jesus. I just keep hearing this. Anyone going through any pain, anyone weeping, anyone suffering, anyone sorrowing, anyone in despair, anyone depressed, let the supernatural help of God locate you where you are in the name of Jesus. Anyone disappointed, anyone giving up, anyone discouraged, anyone complaining, anyone murmuring against God, let the Lord locate you with His supernatural help in the name of Jesus. Anyone doubting the love and care of God because of the vicissitude of life, because of things surrounding you, I ask and I decree and I prophesy this week, let the Lord sort those things out for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you surplus. May the Lord increase your resources in the name of Jesus. May the Lord strengthen your hands. May the Lord strengthen your feet. May the Lord strengthen what you do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.